From the KPIX 5 newsroom, this is Bay Area Nightbeat on KBCW.
And now at 10, power is out for people in parts of the Bay Area. PG&E announced it would shut off electricity due to high fire danger. And it did. 12 counties were warned of the potential power outage.
We have team coverage tonight. Power's been shut off just before 9 o'clock in Lake, Napa, and Sonoma counties. Now we'll go to Nightbeat's Joe Vasquez, who is live in Calistoga. Joe?
Brian, just over an hour ago here in Calistoga, folks were strolling around. They were drinking wine. Now it's pitch black. There's nobody out virtually. There are a few cars driving around. And just in case, there's a police officer here across the street shining his headlights on that stop sign so people can even know there's an intersection here. But keep in mind, there is no emergency. There is no fire tonight. There is the threat of fire, and PG&E for the first time has decided that's enough for them to shut down power. The lights are out, but the band is playing on at Hydro Bar and Grill tonight. A light note during a serious moment, as PG&E has decided to preemptively cut power to communities in 12 counties across Northern California. It's unprecedented. Like, normally they wait for the fire.
Yeah, and then all the houses have burned, and they get sued, and then people are bummed because their house burned down. This way they're like, hey, let's stop it ahead of time.
You may remember this wildfire in Marin County last month. Fire officials determined downed PG&E power lines caused the Irving fire. It appears the power company is so determined to keep that from happening again, it is doing something it has never done before. Because of the high winds and dry conditions, PG&E is now shutting off power before a fire, as these conditions for fire danger get higher and higher.
This is to mitigate wildfire risk. This is for the safety of the communities. We know how people rely on electricity and will only shut off the power temporarily as a last resort.
PG&E does not acknowledge that today's preemptive strike has anything to do with past lawsuits or whether previous fires have been started by power lines. They will only say they are trying to stop a wildfire from happening.
Just want to make it clear to our viewers who are kind of maybe confused and who will be in the dark. Having active power lines can contribute to a fire, can make it harder for fire officials to fight a fire. Why shut down the power?
It's for the safety of the community. When a fire threat arises, when there's these extreme weather conditions, we want to do everything to keep our community safe and our customers safe. And so that's why we're looking at shutting off the power tonight.
So PG&E is actually calling this the new normal. I spoke with some folks here in Calistoga tonight who seemed pretty patient about it. We shall see, because, of course, a power outage can be a major inconvenience. Reporting live on the Nightbeat, I'm Joe Vasquez.
Well, another area that could be impacted tonight is Santa Rosa. Nightbeat's Andrea Nakano is live there, where Sonoma County has been working throughout the night to alert those impacted by the outage. Andrea.
Yeah, Juliet, Sonoma County Emergency Services was prepared for this scenario, and it quickly sent out alerts as soon as it got word from PG&E that the power would be shut off. This power outage only affects about 400 customers, but the concern tonight is whether or not these alerts reach the people in time and the potential fire danger that exists tonight.
With PG&E shutting off the power, the Sonoma County Emergency Services sent out an alert to those affected.
We're also a little concerned because if we were to have a fire in one of those areas, and if the power had already been shut off, it'd be much more difficult for us to actually go out and warn people, because the internet might not work or the cell towers might not work.
Emergency Services Manager Christopher Godley says every effort is being made to try to prevent a repeat of last year's October wildfires.
It causes a lot of secondary challenges for people and communities. But it's certainly something that we're probably going to have to deal with for quite a long time, because ultimately the electricity that we depend on can sometimes bite us as well.
With the power out, the concern is for those who depend on power to operate medical devices to survive. This outage is affecting the eastern edge of Sonoma County, up in the hillsides, home to mostly ranches and farms.
We ask people to actually prepare themselves. Just be aware of what's going on around you. Make sure you, your family, even your neighborhood are kind of in touch with each other to see what's going on, because there may be people that might need assistance later on, or maybe they can come and assist you.
With the potential extreme fire danger expected overnight, the Santa Rosa Fire Department has staffed 10 additional engines from Sonoma County at least until noon tomorrow. The advice tonight, stay on high alert and be aware of what's going on around you.
And this whole proactive approach is really a way to be ready for the worst case scenario. As Godley says, it's better to be overprepared than to not be warned at all. Live in Santa Rosa, Andrea Nakano on the Night Beat.
All right, so what now? Well, we're getting word that schools in Lake County are also being canceled tonight due to potential power outages, and that includes Woodland Community College, Clear Lake High School, Middletown Unified School District, and the Conocta Unified School District.
PG&E crews are working overtime tonight. We're getting a look inside the emergency command posts, and Night Beat's Betty Yu has that part of the story. Betty?
Brian, Juliet, usually we think of the PG&E workers on the ground in the event of an emergency, but there are also several teams working round the clock inside their emergency command center. And we got a look tonight in San Francisco.
Here at PG&E's Emergency Operations Center, it's all hands on deck. Staff members at the command center are monitoring the conditions in real time.
This is the first time that we are considering proactively shutting off the power for public safety. And we know that turning off the power is something that greatly impacts our customers. So this is only something we would do under extreme weather conditions.
The decision to turn off power during red flag conditions was made after the Wine Country wildfires, which CAL FIRE blamed on branches that were not pruned back and fell on live power lines during a windstorm.
Are the Wine Country fires, are they weighing heavily on your minds right now?
Right now, we're focused on the weather that's taking place this weekend and what decisions we need to make to keep our customers and our employees safe.
And so this is a forecast valid for 4 a.m. Monday morning. You can see these winds are so strong that they're going all the way out off the coast.
Craig Clements is the founder of the Fire Weather Research Lab at San Jose State. He says computer models show in red the heaviest winds are set for the early morning hours, a forecast that could mean serious trouble.
This is a big event. This is the strongest Diablo wind event we've had since last October 8th and 9th, when we had the Wine Country fire. So the Bay Area is much more prepared, obviously, but this event is similar in strength.
PG&E says before they turn the power back on, they will visually inspect all of the power lines in the affected area. And we're told in some communities that means that they won't get their power back, Brian and Juliet, until Tuesday.
I feel like people were warned, obviously, but not to the extent of knowing your power is going to be out until Tuesday.
That's right.
That's a big deal. That's a huge difference.
Yeah, it's fun for about 6 hours. I had power out once for 36 hours. It's not fun.
Yeah.
But I know, you know, the rationale for doing it makes sense, too.
All right. Thanks, Betty.
Well, those windy and dry conditions are helping fuel a new wildfire in Shasta County. The Masonic Fire is now 60% contained after it started today in Redding. It has already scorched 40 acres, one structure damaged so far, but all evacuations have been lifted tonight.
Well, we've been hearing all about the winds, so where are they? They probably aren't where you're watching this broadcast from because most are confined to the upper elevations. As high pressure is building into the Pacific Northwest, a low deepens over the desert southwest. Perfect corridor to stir up those winds, which they are wont to do this time of the year. And that's where they are. At Mount St. Helena tonight, a 73-mile-an-hour wind gust. In fact, the winds right now at St. Helena are at 69 miles an hour, and that's where they are forecast to be. The purple colors show you wind gusts up to 60 miles an hour. This is 1 in the morning Monday, a future cast for the winds. Upper elevations, very powerful, right through sunrise tomorrow morning. Watch what happens Monday afternoon, though. They evaporate. So once we get through the overnight hours into the early morning hours, we'll be done with the worst of it. Complete details in the forecast in a few minutes.
Well, a police chase near Bodega Bay ends with a sheriff's deputy crashing his patrol car into a vacation home right on the bay. That house ended up catching fire. Now, this happened on the 600 block of Highway 1 near Smith's Brother Road just before dawn. A Sonoma County deputy was chasing a suspect wanted for recent thefts when the patrol vehicle flew off Highway 1 and slammed into the side of the house. The SUV caught on fire, flames spreading through the rental home. The deputy was able to escape and helped evacuate the people inside the house. Amazingly, no one was seriously hurt.
Just a few feet and he would have went over the bank, and that's 50 feet or something like that over the side.
As for the suspect, well, he got away, and the sheriff's office is still looking for him tonight.
Now a live look at the Salesforce Tower rising above the new Transbay Terminal tonight. A thoroughfare that has been closed for nearly 3 weeks is finally back open. Traffic started flowing on Fremont Street at about 6 o'clock tonight. It was blocked starting in late September when those cracks turned up in two steel beams in the overhead bus deck. Since then, contractors and engineers have been working to shore up that structure, and now neighbors are glad to see the street reopened.
Well, that will be cool for whoever drives around here because it's crazy.
It's nice that the temporary solution is there. Not only the buses are going to start until they have a permanent fix in place, so it'll be interesting to see when they actually pull.
Transbay Terminal itself remains closed as the repairs continue. Buses are using a temporary terminal at Howard and Main.
Electric scooters making their debut again in San Francisco, and starting tomorrow, Scoot and Skip are allowed to deploy 625 scooters each. If all goes well, the number could be doubled. This comes after electric scooters were ordered to be removed from San Francisco streets in June. 12 companies applied for a permit. Only two so far were given one.
Coming up, a skydiver died after a parachute malfunction. Today's death, just the latest in a series at one Northern California parachute center.
And death toll rising 4 days after Hurricane Michael slammed the Florida panhandle. The long road ahead to recovery.
Wow, unexpected guest guitarist on stage with the Foo Fighters, the kid who rocked out like a pro. It's coming up.